Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Welcome back, Home with Havilah listeners. We're so glad you're here. This is week 3 of our intentional behavior series, and today Havilah is diving into the research behind what the experts say on how to actually get your to-do list done. It is a powerful episode. It's something practical that you can implement starting today. But before we dive into that, I have to share again about Havilah's author school, because applications are open right now. So if you've been wanting to write a book, this school's for you. If you've started a book and you need to finish it, this school's for you. Also, if you just have a message on your heart, maybe you've never even thought about writing a book, but you have a message that the world needs to hear, this school is for you. I encourage you to check it out. The link is in the show notes. It's also havilahsauthorschool.com, but we have taken 230 students through the course, and here is our guarantee for you. You will walk away with your first draft of your book in your hand. So if this is something you're interested in, something you want to explore, go to havilahsauthorschool.com and put an application in. Class starts August 30th, and we are so excited to help you write that book. Let's dive into today's episode.
So this whole class today is about taking bite-sized pieces or bite-sized chunks of your to-do list. And researchers have suggested that we achieve a lot more when we are focused on achieving specific goals or smaller goals than large goals or long lists of goals. In fact, you're more likely to get more done if you don't have a list of 100 things or even 20 things. You're more likely to get it done if the list is around 3 items. So I want to talk about getting those goals to bite-sized chunks, and I'm going to also teach you about a certain technique that I learned a couple, almost a year ago. So first, we have to understand that achieving little goals releases that reward hormone that allows us to want to do it again. So often when we write down a huge list of things that we need to get done, if we don't actually get any of that done, we can actually feel depleted and discouraged, and we release a hormone that actually keeps us discouraged. So the more we can get done, the better we do. And it's actually really important that we separate it. So sometimes we can have large goals like get out of debt, or create a baby book for my children, aka my large goals. Or maybe it's I want to fit into my size, 6 jeans. And those are great goals, but they're huge. And often our brain, because we don't really know how to move that forward, we can just kind of make them these huge boulders, these huge goals. But really what is recommended for brain-friendly achievement is to actually take bite size. So what we recommend is that you actually take one of those big, large goals. Like, let's say your goal is to get out of debt. And Dave Ramsey uses this all the time. Instead of just saying be debt free, he gives you 10 steps. The first step is to put $1,000 in your emergency fund. The second step is to list all of your debts, the smallest to the largest, and begin to tackle each of those in order. So he knows that the moment you have $1,000 saved in your bank account, you're going to have reward hormones that are going to say, you did it, and you're going to get released, and it's going to motivate you to the next thing. So they kind of did some research, and they found people that were very successful, they actually don't just have big goals, they break it down. And so they always are taking small steps to a larger goal. So every day they do one thing, one step, one yes to their big goal, if you will. So we break those large goals into step-by-step goals, and your neurological system rewards you. It's like all of a sudden you feel motivated to continue. Now, I want to explain this thing called a push goal. Push goal was written by a woman named Chalene Johnson. And she wrote a New York Times bestseller about this idea, but I didn't actually know anyone did this until I kind of started doing a process of doing something very similar. And then someone told me, have you heard of Chalene Johnson? She does this. I was like, I did not know that she did this. And what she recommends is that you make a list of everything you need to get done. And when you get that list in front of you, you need to look at the one thing on that list that she likes to call a push goal. It's that, it's the thing that if you do it, it will create momentum and cause you to get more things done. So she says, like, let's say you take 10 goals and you list them out. In fact, she recommends doing that. Take out a piece of paper and write down the 10 things that you want to get done. Look at the list and one goal. You look at the list, all of it together, and then you pick out the one goal that will help you achieve all the other goals. So what's that one thing? And your push goal isn't necessarily the one that's most important to you. It's the one that's going to allow you to get things done the fastest, and it's going to allow momentum. Like, sometimes we could say, okay, what's the most important thing to you? And you might say, well, my kids are my most important thing to me, or my church is the most important thing to me. But really, on your list, things like maybe being financially free, or maybe it's being healthy physically, or maybe it's reading more, whatever it is, or you know, passing this certain class, those are actually more important to you right now, because those things will propel you to get to your main things. And so what she really recommends is taking a look at that, evaluating your goals, and decide what's the one goal that if you do it, you'll set in motion everything else. Like, I think about times when I had a bill I needed to figure out, or I had a relationship that was kind of tumultuous and I needed to like call them and figure it out, or maybe it's something in my car. And I find that I end up getting productive and doing everything else, you know, like, I'll just go do this, or I'll run over here and I'll do that. And it's great. And sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm procrastinating. But often you can do two things. You can either tackle that big thing, that thing you know you need to do. And have you ever noticed that when you tackle it, it's like cleaning the house. When you clean the bathroom, all of a sudden you have momentum to sweep and mop and do everything else. Or maybe it's pay off a certain bill or call or whatever it is, but it pushes you and propels you into motion. So that's what that big thing is. But often if we just do, we think, I got to clean the house, versus actually I'm going to go room by room. And what they recommend is that you write down all of it and you find a way to mark it off. So when you mark off that item that you did, they recommend you can do it on a computer or you can do it on a piece of paper, but actually marking it off and there being a signal that it's done releases that reward hormone that you got it done. So, you know, I like to use a system called Wunderlist, and I have a little ding. So when I do something, I click on it and it goes ding. And that little ding not only just, you know, is like, yay, I did it. It releases a hormone that says, I did it. And it makes me want to do more. Some of you, it's actually writing it out and marking it out. And I remember my sister would do that. I'd go like, okay. And I even had friends that would write out lists and things they'd already done. And then they would mark it out. And I'd think like, why did you do that? Well, now I know they were getting rewarded internally, neurologically. Guess what? You did it. You're getting rewarded for that. So you got to look at what that is. And then you got to break it up into bite-sized pieces. So, you know, for me, it's like, okay, I need to write a book. You guys know I've written some books. And if I look at the whole book, I get really overwhelmed. I'm like, how am I going to write this? I have thousands of words to write and it's due by this date. And what am I going to do? And so often what I'll do is I'll put together a writing thing where I say, okay, I need to have half the book done by this, or I need to have this done by that. And sometimes it's this week, I'm only going to work on my table of contents. That's it. I'm just going to sit and work on that, or my flow. And then next week, I'm just going to work on 3 of the days. And you just start to do bite size. And then often, if I can get somebody else behind me kind of following up with me, I do even better. So if you use your push goal, you'll find what to focus in on, and you'll take that bite-sized piece. You know, sometimes we can be so, I almost think perfectionism can often look like procrastination, because we go, well, if I could just, I don't want to even start it because then I can't finish it. Well, you know, I remember in my house, it's like, okay, I've got to clean out one closet, and actually stopping yourself from going to every closet in the house and going, I'm only going to do one closet. I'm only going to spend 5 minutes on this, set the timer, do it, and then wait. And then the next time, and that's been really, really important. So you'll be amazed at how quickly you knock out your goals when you focus on that one thing that creates momentum. You know, sometimes you can get a whole bunch of things done, but if that one nagging thing is sitting there, you will not feel that momentum. I also would say this, tackle the hardest thing first. So actually checking your Facebook feed, or, you know, shopping online, or calling, you know, your mom or whatever it is not the hardest thing to do. Maybe it is, but hopefully not. The hardest thing might be paying that bill, or writing that specific paper, or figuring something out. figure out the hardest things first. Your brain has more capacity, and your problem solving electrons and things in your brain will actually help you and do a benefit for you. So that's the goal this week. Take those bite-sized pieces and figure it out. Figure out how to do that. I'll leave you with this one thought, and that is break off bite-sized chunks. If the action is to take is unclear, break your goal down to a smaller bite-sized chunk. Get especially clear on the first step to take to make progress. So write your list, find the biggest thing, and write down just the first thing you can do, and do that today.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. As always, we hope you enjoyed it. We hope you're walking away feeling empowered, that you're able to implement these steps today. Make sure you follow the show, give us a 5-star review, and share it with your friends. It helps the podcast reach more people. If you have a favorite part, make sure you screenshot it and tag us at Truth to Table. And again, if you know that you're supposed to write a book, if you have a message on your heart, make sure you go to havilahsauthorschool.com and put that application in today. School starts August 30th, and we're so excited to help you write your first draft of your book. We'll see you next week for Intentional Behavior Part 4.